So further around at Newquay Zoo, and we're stopped off at, there's a little bit of water between us and a sort of island almost. And on this bit of land on the other side of the water are some lemurs. Now just tell me, why do you need this water between us and the lemurs, or do you need it?
Traditionally, lemurs and many small monkeys can't swim.
Right, okay, so this is for our protection.
It's more for to stop them wandering off. This is a good safe place for those. There are other groups of lemurs and other animals they wouldn't get on with, and so it keeps them safely in one area.
Now just tell me about some of their habits. I mean, they're quite inquisitive. They've come over to have a look at what we're doing. They're just sitting on a what would be a branch in the wild, but it's a log cut into a sort of a climbing frame, and they're sat there with their tails hanging down, all stripy. Just tell me the sort of habits that they've got.
Well, these lemurs are not one that you traditionally think of in rainforests. They're actually what would come from dry scrub forests, so a bit of open ground, almost sort of savanna, effectively. So they're used to a bit of open ground, which means they're one of life's classic sunbathers.
With the sun out like this today, perfect for them.
Beautiful weather for them. You can hear them mewing. They nickname them cat lemurs. And what you'll see them doing, grooming each other's fur, which is quite nice, in a big huddle. You'd often see them just sitting down almost in a Buddha sort of position, belly up to the sun, because what they're doing is actually soaking up the sun. They're effectively a walking furry solar panel.
Just sat beneath them is a mallard duck on the ground there. Do they get on with the other wildlife fairly well?
This is a good safe place for a lot of the ducks, moorhens, the poacher ducks and things that we've got here, because lemurs are fruit eaters. Some of the smaller monkeys that have similar islands would either try and sort of go for the duck or their eggs if they were daft enough to nest. This is a good nesting space. There's a lot of cover, bamboo, brush, scrub and things like that to keep the nest shaded. And so you do see a fair number of chicks and ducklings around here. And the lemurs, they're inquisitive about them. They'll sometimes come down and have a look at them. Young lemurs are fascinated by sort of ducks and birds and things there. But generally, they're no threat. They're just kind of a bit curious about them.
Now, they've got these long, stripy tails. How do they use them?
Well, you can see some of those tails are actually up in the air. They're using them almost like a question mark or a signal flag. And they'll stay in contact in long grass that'll be up. They can follow the leader. It's a wraparound camouflage jacket. If you're sitting up in the trees, sunning yourself, you can actually wrap this round you. It breaks up your shape. So it's a camouflage poncho. The boys have a little scent patch on their wrist, and they'll actually scent mark their tail, waft it towards each other, and basically have what we call stink fight.
Can we smell it? Is it a pungent smell?
I've never picked up the scent. Some of the keepers have better sense of smell, I reckon you can, but their sense of smell is far better than ours. You can actually see quite a distinctive snout on these, like a dog or a fox. That's what really makes them different from monkeys and apes, is that particularly long snout. They live through their nose. They have a group scent. You'll see the boys scratching a scent mark in the branch. So their view of the world and their island is probably quite different from ours.
In many ways, they have some similar characteristics to the meerkats, don't they?
They're a group animal, for one thing. You can see, actually, almost like a little creche of youngsters being watched there. And they've got almost this sort of human appearance to them. They've made many film appearances, ring-tailed lemurs as well. So, again, a very, very popular animal. I think we relate very well to social animals and animals in families.